Ministry leaders can easily fall prey to shiny silver objects. It is all too easy to be taken off track and derailed from a very critical strategy simply because a shiny object has appeared in the periphery. When you begin to pursue this peripheral opportunity, you are yanked off track. Now, think of your strategy as a die-cast mold set beforehand that determines your future outcome. Now, when hot liquid is poured into a die-cast mold, the metal hardens into the predetermined shape. You see, the metal, once cooled, takes on the predetermined form of the mold itself. In order to have your ministry strategy be like that of a die-cast mold, you must predetermine where you want to go and what you want the outcome to look like. Far too many ministries and ministry leaders have no strategy. Therefore, every seemingly positive opportunity automatically redefines where they're going. There are a lot of leaders who are jerking the wheel to the right and to the left over and over, causing the passengers on the ship to get queasy and seasick. I mean, this is a common scenario though, right? I mean, there are so many opportunities that we can get sucked into doing, quote, good things, and we can miss out on the best things. So, I mean, how do you determine your mold? How do you determine your predefined mold ahead of time? Well, this is the timeless question, right? I mean, which direction should you go? Let me take this down a somewhat weird path. We are not faced with deciding between a week-long cocaine binge and spending our entire life savings on a gambling frenzy in Las Vegas, or helping low-income kids learn about the goodness of the gospel. I mean, give me a break. That would be a bad, bad, good choice. This is not typically what we're faced with. We're often faced with good, better, best situation. Now, here's one thing I can promise you. I cannot make this decision for you. Each town or community has different needs. You should know those needs. Each leader brings a completely different set of gifts. Therefore, different needs coupled with a different cross-section of gifts means that you're going to have to work this one out for yourself. I will say, however, that it does come down to thought, prayer, and some pretty intense intentionality. A wonderful yes can predetermine the next 1,000 no's. Think about that. Having a predetermined strategy allows you to have a bias toward the word no. You heard that right. Ministry leaders need to have a bias towards saying no. Unnecessary rabbit trails and false starts will derail and dismantle a wonderful future through lack of focus. One of the most important leadership principles is to create a strategy and literally stick with it. Strategically determine where you want to go for the next 3 to 5 years. Be disciplined and immovable from that path. This does not mean, however, that you're rigid, resisting future opportunities. I mean, be open to future opportunities that may crop up, sure. But a wonderful yes can predetermine the next 1,000 no's. In other words, having a critical prayer-based strategy automatically dismantles less quality opportunities that will present themselves to you. Now, I think that we ought to have a bias towards no, and this would allow you to achieve your greatest yes. Vision can and should be a die-cast mold into which we pour the hot metal into a predetermined space. Now, I got to ask you, does your strategy help you quickly determine yes or no? Or does your weak and undefined, possibly non-existent strategy make it open game for any and all opportunities to quickly derail you? Now listen, if this is the case, you're essentially achieving nothing at all. At the end of the day, make a winning strategy and stick to it. Don't be tempted by every random shiny object right in the side of your field of vision. Now, I had a wonderfully talented employee. He was ultra gifted. And I told him as soon as other people on staff and at the church found out about his worship leading abilities, his video editing abilities and more, that he would be inundated to help and to do things outside of his assigned ministry responsibilities. And I told him to have a bias towards saying no. I told him to say no to the first 10,000 opportunities. Now, was I trying to restrict him? Nope, not at all. I was, however, trying to get him to be hyper-vigilant about what he was agreeing or would agree to do. The problem is that most of the things that come our way in ministry are not bad things. But the good things can become the enemy of the best things. Does a mold eliminate the ability to be flexible? Well, I think that it can if someone were not careful. Now let's define the two ditches. Ditch number one is chasing any and all shiny objects. And this ditch is worn with good ideas not thought through. This is the ditch that is filled with half-done projects. Ditch number two, being utterly inflexible and unable to pivot and seize on opportunities that come up because you're so dogmatically locked into your current idea. I get it. I can tell you, however, I see way more people plagued with the latest and greatest idea in the ditch of distraction than I see people missing out on opportunities. Work with me. Ministry seems to be filled with good people chasing too many good dreams at the cost of their highest calling. A firm and well-defined plan allows for the greatest level of flexibility. Having a wonderful ministry vision grid or matrix naturally filters out things that you don't need to do and provides the greatest freedom. Beyond this, do you know your gifting? Do I know my gifting? Well, I personally do. And there are plenty of things that I would just simply not make sense for me to tackle. As soon as you are even remotely successful, new opportunities will come knocking. If you do not know what you ought to be doing, you will be sucked into doing what other people think you should be doing. Hey, my name is Bob, and I can't wait to tell you what I think God's will is for your life. Wait a minute, Bob. I want to be thinking and praying and tuning into what God's will is for my life. I do not want an overly persuasive vision caster to persuade me outside of my ultimate calling. I will listen, I will pray, I will contemplate, but how amazing is it when I have proactively determined what I want to do and where I would like to go? This allows great freedom to not say yes to everything. Bottom line, direction trumps speed. So many are going the wrong way too fast. Pick the right direction and stay on that path.